Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the U.S. State Department, along with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, have reached an interagency agreement allowing USDA to operate the Food for Peace program. The National Association of Wheat Growers says that the Food for Peace program has embodied the best of American leadership now for decades, delivering life-sustaining food around the world while supporting U.S. farmers here at home. NOG Chief Executive Officer Sam Kiefer said, NOG is thrilled to see this agreement between the U.S. Department of Agriculture and State Department and thanked the Trump administration for initiating this common sense move. He said having USDA manage Food for Peace strengthens the program's stability, ensures continued market opportunities for American-grown crops, and safeguards in-kind food aid for people around the world who need it the most. NOG also believes that the agreement provides near-term certainty and that U.S. farmers are calling upon Congress to pass this legislation permanently and transfer Food for Peace out of the State Department and into the hands of the folks at USDA. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.